You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Francis, we really need to come before the Lord and pray concerning God's commission for us. And secondly, it talks about this vertical direction. From the time of the Lord's ascension, God has given us this commission.
And in Matthew chapter
24, verse 14, he tells us,
他说天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And he said, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
换句话说, 这个大使命从耶稣的时代, 一直拉到了我们今天。
It's to say that this great commission began in Jesus and been stretched throughout all time
until us.
It's going to be stretched and extended all the way to the end of the age until Jesus returns.
而且耶稣在这句话里面的意思就是告诉我们，我还绕不到回来， 除非福音传遍了天下。
And what Jesus is telling us is that I don't get to come back just yet until the gospel has been preached throughout the whole world.
如果你们希望我回来的话， 福音快点传遍天下。
If you long for my return, then go and share the gospel for the world.
全世界现在快80亿个人。
And there's about 8 billion people in the world.
把天主教、基督教什么都算在里面的话， 基督徒不过20多个， 基督教信仰的不过20多亿。
If we add all the different denomination Christianity, there's probably only about 2 billion.
不仅还有50多亿的人没信。
There are about 5 billion people that have not yet come to faith in Christ.
宣教机构告诉我们， 全世界现在有超过30亿的人 从来没听过福音。
And the missionary organization tells us that there are about 3 billion people in this world that have never ever heard of the gospel.
还有30亿的人从来没听过福音。
There are 3 billion people on the face of this planet that has never heard the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的亏欠。
Brothers and sisters, we fell short on this commission.
所以福音不光是向横的要扩展。
And so the gospel not only needs to be stretched horizontally,
我们要代代的传下去。
And we also need to pass it on generation after generation.
我们对自己的子弟兵也好， 不管是肉身的， 不管是属灵的，
whether for those who are born biologically or for those who sorry.
不管是肉身的， 不管是属灵的，
or those who are spiritual children.
你也许没有肉身的孩子， 可是你很多属灵的，
but perhaps you don't have any biological children of your own, but you have many spiritual children.
我们怎么样， 不光有生命上的传承， 也有使命上的传承。
And how do we pass along life, and how do we pass along this a burden of this commission?
所以我刚才说 kefir is so important, 对不对？
And I pointed to Kevin, I said the kefir ministry is so important.
我希望我们教会的做父母亲的， 你绝对不能忽略你孩子的属灵教育。
And I want to say to all the parents who are here in this church, please do not neglect the spiritual growth of your children.
而且不要只管你的孩子， 全教会在一起是为神养育下一代。
Don't just care about your own kids, but for God, raise the next generation in the house of God.
就算你没有孩子， 当你看到孩子在那里打架， 在那里乱跑， stop them， 帮助他们， 帮助他们来认识神。
Even if you don't have kids of your own, and you observe kids who are doing inappropriate things, take the opportunity to grow them, to educate them.
这也是为什么我们凭着信心跨出了 我们自己教会办赛特 SAS Ministry 的原因。
This is also the reason why the church, we step beyond what we believe we can do to begin the Seth Ministry.
虽然这些小萝卜头都还这么小，
and all of these little ones, they're so tiny, they're so small.
但是我们真的希望它是在神的家中， 在神同在的地方被带起来的。
But we want to see them grow up in the house of God, the place where God's presence dwells.
所以赛特现在虽小， 但是我们看见有一天它要茁壮起来。
And we see that this ministry, though it is small, but one day it will grow.
而且我也希望不光我们SVCA有赛特， 将来各地的教会都能够起来， 有自己的赛特。
And how I pray, not just SVCA has a Seth ministry, that every church throughout the world have that same ministry.
赛特就是当初亚当的后代两条线， 一代一直走堕落的路， 另外一代 是新苗被神分别出来的叫做善特
And with that, at the very beginning in Genesis we see that when the sons of Adam one has began to fall away from the Lord the other one is this new shoot of growth called Seth
这是我们非常大的盼望
This is our hope
一般来说中国的父母比较重养不太重教
And for the Chinese culture, for Chinese parents, a lot of times we will...
我们很多好的给他，好的吃的，好的穿的，好的学校，好的什么，我们给他很多很多很好的照顾。
We will raise them in the sense that we will give them a lot of things that they need, a lot of good things, but we do not necessarily teach them.
但中国字棒就棒在要好好教养你的下一代。
And the Chinese terminology is hard to translate in English, but you need to not only raise them, but you need to grow them.
Yeah, 而且要 educate 他们。
And educate them.
你看中国的父母重管缺乏教。
And Chinese parents, we focus a lot on discipline, but we don't necessarily take the time to nurture or to grow them or educate them.
平常不好好教他。
And a lot of times we neglect them.
等到他惹你烦了，他犯错了，马上管，马上教训。
And then when they when you run out of patience because of what they've done, immediately discipline comes down.
两个都缺了教。都缺了要 educate 他们
and we both miss the fact that we need to educate them
所以弟兄姊妹传承不光有横的有纵的
and so again to pass things down to the next generation there's not just the horizontal but also the vertical
那有一次我坐飞机的时候看到那个 AA 杂志上面写的那句话他说 number one rule 第一条重要的这个什么原则
I was on a flight and I think it's American Airlines the AA magazine says the number one rule
他说 ,if you don't take care of your customers, someone else will. 就是你如果不把你的客户照顾得好别人会替你把他照顾得好。
Their motto is that if you don't take care of your customer well, someone else will.
所以如果我们不把孩子们带到神的面前照顾得好世界的王巴不得替你教孩子。
And I will tell you, if we do not take the time to raise our children and bring them before God, the king of this world, he will educate your kids.
他早就在教了你们就不知道。
He is already educating your kids.
一个小孩一个月至少看一两万个广告，
一两万，
大概。
It's about 20,000. A child sees about watches about 20,000 commercials.
所以我们希望我们不管有横的有纵的，我们要重视我们教会的下一代哈。
So no matter what, we need to focus and we need to pay attention to our next generation.
父母要跟主日学老师、跟同工们、跟 Kafir 同工们、跟 Youth 的 Ministry 要非常深的配合。
And we really ask all the parents to please work closely with the Kafir Ministry, with the Youth Ministry, with the English Ministry.
但是更重要的是做父母自己本身。
But more importantly, we ask parents, we ourselves.
第二个大使命是在每一个世代都要落实的。
And I want to say this, that the Great Commission needs to be actualized in every generation.
刚才我已经读过以赛亚书六十章，我们就不用再读了。但是这个使命本来是托给以色列百姓的。
And again, we read Isaiah chapter 60, and this commission was given to the nation of Israel.
但是他们亏欠神
But again, they fell short to this command, this mission.
所以福音进到外邦来
So now the gospel has turned and come to the Gentiles.
但是照着圣经的应许，有一天以色列百姓会悔改的
But according to the promises of God, that the nation of Israel, they will turn back.
甚至撒迦利亚书第八章告诉我们，当他们以色列被神复兴的时候
Zechariah chapter 8 tells us that when the nation of Israel is once again restored.
有十个人从各国来抓一个犹太人说让我跟你们一起去听说神在你们中间
There will be 10 that will come and lay their hand on a Jew and say please let us go with you because we hear that God is with you
所以今天教会如果真有光真有爱真有基督在这里的时候其实传福音不应该这么难的
And if the church really has light really has love and really has the truth and Jesus Christ here then sharing the gospel shouldn't be that difficult
就算还没有十个人拉着你说，哎，带我去你们教会福音聚会。
And maybe there won't be 10 people that comes and grabs onto you and say, hey, please, can I come to your church and meet God?
但是如果每一个基督徒都在各地发光的话，我相信会有很多人主动会想要来教会。
But I think if every Christian, if we are really shining for Jesus, there will be people who want to come to the church.
对啊，有人来问我们说，你们一定是基督徒，因为看你里面有说不出来的平安。
And there will be someone that will look at our lives, the way we live, and say, you must be a Christian because is a peace that I can't describe out of your life.
我有次大复兴的时候，那些福音朋友都主动去敲基督徒的门，告诉我怎么样子可以信耶稣。
And there are times of revival where there are non-believers that will come and knock on the doors of the believers and say, "Please tell me, how can I believe in Jesus?"
腓立比书第二章告诉我们，所有所行的不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无为。在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
特别强调我们所处的世代。
And again, the scripture tells us the time that we live in.
换句话说，我们对自己所处的世代负有无可推卸的责任。
And concerning our time and our generation, we have responsibilities that we cannot deny or ignore.
我们这个世代的确很艰难。
We do live in a very challenging time. But it cannot be our excuse and say, oh, therefore I can't share the gospel.
哪里有光，哪里的黑暗就被赶出。
Wherever there is light, darkness is driven away.
越黑越显出光的可贵。
The darker it is, the more precious is the light.
所以每一个世代都有它特殊的挑战。
And every nation, or I'm sorry, every generation has its own set of challenges.
那每一个世代也都有神特别的旨意，特别的工作，特别的祝福。
But every generation, God has His purpose. God has a very particular blessing, a particular thing He wants to do.
同样的，在每一个特别的世代里面，神也兴起特别的器皿来成为这个世代的祝福。
So in every generation, God will raise up vessels that are specific for that generation.
你看马丁路德被兴起来，加尔文被兴起来，到了十七世纪，金金道夫、John Wesley， 到了十九世纪，更多人被神兴起来。
Martin Luther, John Wesley, Zinzendorf, all of these people in different generations, God one by one raised them up.
有个人的，有团体的。
There were what God was doing through individuals and also corporately from groups.
所以以前我跟你说过，我不止一次想逃离 Silicon Valley.
And I will tell you, there's more than one time where I want to run away from the Silicon Valley.
我觉得这是大巴比伦，大家忙成这样子，在这里服侍没有收不到该看到的报酬，太灰心了。
This is the Great Babylon. Everybody is working so hard, and there is no reaping. I see no result from the labor, from the ministry.
你看看在中国弟兄姊妹那么渴慕。
And when we look at brothers in China, they have such thirst and longing for the Lord.
你再讲两三句话，他们就掉眼泪了。我们在这里讲两三堂，我们掉眼泪。
And while we say a few words, that they are brought to tears. I have to say so many messages, and then I begin to cry.
干嘛在这里浪费时间？
Why am I wasting my time here?
后来就是神就是用这句话光照我，责备我。
And the Lord rebuked me with these words.
基督徒不管在哪里都要做得胜者。
Christian, no matter where you are, you're supposed to be an overcomer.
我们 Silicon Valley 就不能有得胜者吗？
Is it just because we live in the Silicon Valley that we can't overcome?
你们工作多薪水高就不能做得胜者吗？
Just because you have a lot to do, you work many hours, and you have a great salary, you can't be an overcomer.
不管我们在怎样的处境，要走出一条路来。
And no matter what circumstances you are in, you must find a way.
我们在世界不属于这个世界。
You are in this world, but you are not of this world.
夜再深不能够阻止我们发光。
No matter how dark the night, we have to shine.
这是我们对我们世代的责任。
And this is our responsibility for our generation.
而且在这里我们看见教会的兴旺常常反而是在逼迫中，在艰难中反而更发光。
And oftentimes we see here that the revival, the restoration of the church oftentimes happen because it's under persecution.
我时间不够，我就每一节经文举了几个例子简单带过去就好。
And again, I don't have the time to go through every single of these verses, but very quickly, we'll look at this.
第一个经文是讲到当斯提凡受害殉道之后。
The very first verse cited was when Stephen, when he was he was killed, and the church was persecuted.
所以使徒行传第八章说，从斯提凡殉道以后，耶路撒冷的教会就大受逼迫。
And Acts chapter 8 tells us, ever since Stephen was martyred, the church of Jerusalem was greatly persecuted.
但是你发现，当这些被逼迫而四散的百姓，他们到各地去，不是去逃难。他们往各处去传道。
And you begin to discover the word of God tells us that the Christians, those believers, they were scattered and they began to preach the word. They weren't running away. These are Christians.
不管到哪里去, 福音被我们带去了,
no matter where they went, they took the gospel with them.
所以旧约的雅各对拉班说, 耶和华随着我的脚步祝福你。
So Jacob said to Laban, the Lord had blessed you because of where I've been.
他讲这句话是大话, 是邀功的话。
And when he said these words, they are boastful words.
哪里晓得神在雅各身上就是要做这个工作。
And to realize this is the very work that God wants to do in the life of Jacob.
神拆毁他, 神洁净他, 神改变雅各, 到最后他不管到哪里去, 他都把神的祝福带去了。
God broke Jacob. God took him apart. God worked on him that so that no matter where he went, he became a blessing.
所以神的百姓 被四散到各地去的时候,
so the people of God, when they were scattered, they brought blessings with them.
第二个, 在12章, 在这里讲, 希律王下手迫害神儿女, 雅各殉道, 彼得被囚, 但是神的道继续扩展, 日渐兴旺。
And the second point, we see that the King Herod, he stretched out his hands and he harassed the church. James was martyred, Peter was in prison, but the word of God grew and multiplied.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的仇敌只有一个,
and we only have one enemy.
他用不同的政府, 不同的方法, 不同的人, 对神的百姓有迫害。
He uses different ways, different governments, different people to bring about harm to the people of God.
所以地上的政权, 因为不知道神工作的法则, 以为逼迫可以把基督徒减少。
Because the authorities and the governments of this world, they did not understand the way God works. They thought, oh, by persecution, I can suppress the work of God.
你去读教会的历史。
Go and read the history of the church.
基督徒是越杀越多。
And Christians, the more that you try to kill them, the more they multiply.
基督徒是越逼迫。 他越刚强,
the more you persecute Christians, the stronger they become.
为什么?
Why?
因为主说日子如何,
because the Lord promised, as your day, so your strength shall be.
所以环境越艰难,
the tougher the time, the greater the growth is their life.
过去在中国曾经有20多年基督徒受到这么大的逼迫, 可是基督徒的人数从70多万涨到了7、8千万, 100倍。
And for the 20 some odd years, the Christians in China has been persecuted severely, but they grew 20-fold. 100-fold, sorry.
From 700,000.
From 700,000.
到 80 million. 80,000,000.
To 80 million.
丢什么? 地上的人不认识神, 但是基督徒却是越逼迫越多的。
People did not know God, but the more you persecute Christians, the more they become to know Christ.
越受苦, 生命越丰盛, 越老练越成熟。
The more they are persecuted, the more mature they become.
2000年前就已经发生了, 希律以为他这样杀一杀逼一逼, 基督教就会灭掉了。
2000 years ago, we see Herod thought, hey, if I persecute the Christians, I would annihilate them.
还有人讲大话,基督教要走进历史,接着人都走进坟墓了,基督教还在。
And some people say that the Christian is going to be gone by the time I am dead, but Christianity is still here today.
12章后面讲到希律不归荣耀给神,所以神的使者立刻罚他,他被虫所咬,气就绝了,神的道日渐兴旺,越发广传。
And the second part of that same chapter, then immediately an angel of the Lord struck Herod because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died, but the word of God grew and multiplied.
再猖狂。
And again, he was even more boisterous.
神用一个虫就可以解决。
And then God took care of him with a worm.
哥利亚那么猖狂。
Goliath, he was very bold.
我们好像把责任都归给了大卫。
And then when, you know, we think we gave all the credit to David.
我们常常忘记那一颗小石头。
And we forgot about that little stone.
那颗小石头是几百、几千年、几万年，甚至几十万年前，神就预备了，一直水冲、风吹，一直弄，变成一个这么好的石头。
That stone that David had in his hand, God had prepared from, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years of just molding and polishing that stone.
时候到了，扫罗的军队没有办法，一直被哥利亚羞辱，但是神借着一个少年人，一个小小的石头解决了。
And the entire army of Israel, the king of Saul, stood there. They cannot withstand the Philistines. But God used a young man and a small pebble.
我们传福音上一定碰到困难。
Brothers, when we share and preach the gospel, we will encounter difficulties.
一定有哥利亚。
There will be a Goliath.
一定有人逼迫我们。
Someone will persecute.
一定有人嘲笑我们。
Someone will laugh profit you.
但是这些东西是让神家更丰富更成熟我们在神的面前更勇敢
But this is what brings fullness, maturity into the house of God and causes us to be even more bolder.
最后以弗所也是这样当教会复兴的时候他们把那些拜邪术的书全部拿来烧掉50,000+
And we see that in Ephesus, when the church began to revive, all the idolatry, all the sorcery, all those books, they were all consumed.
好所以我们这一班神的百姓我现在回到我们2018年、2019年教会的主题是什么
We'll come back to 2018 and 2019. What was the theme for our church back then?
同一心灵，高举基督，同一脚中，拓展神国。
In one accord to exalt Christ, in one course to expand the kingdom of God.
就像施布真他的那个 tabernacle church 盖好的时候
It's just like our brother Spurgeon when the tabernacle church was erected.
他说只要这个教会存在
He says as long as this church exists.
只要这个讲台还在
As this pulpit is still here.
在这里永远高举基督
We will forever exalt Christ.
我们永远在这里传扬神的真理
We will forever preach the truth of God.
弟兄姊妹我巴不得 SVCA 只要存在一天
It's my prayer as long as SVCA exists.
我们永远在这里高举基督。
We will forever exalt Jesus Christ.
基督是我们一切生活侍奉的中心、目的和内容。
He is the center and the purpose of all that we do.
我没有时间去细讲它。
Again, I don't have the time today to go through details.
但是我希望我们不要只是背了这么一句话。
How I pray that we are not turning this just into a slogan that we memorize.
希望在这个教会，任何的聚会，任何的侍奉。任何的人际关系，基督永远是中心。
I pray that every time we get together, every relationship, every gathering, every meeting, Christ is always the content and the center.
我没有时间讲，底下的这两个图是18世纪摩拉维亚大复兴的时候他们所在的聚会厅。
This is the meeting hall of the Moravian Revival. This is the place where they gathered.
我跟于师母这个2018年去看他们在那边照的相。
And again, Pastor Nancy and I, in 2018, we had an opportunity to visit them, and this is the picture that we took.
他们在1723年8月13号因着一个波饼聚会圣灵大工作以后整个教会不一样。
In 1723, August, in the month of August, they had a time of communion, and all...Out of that meeting, everything changed.
他们原来是各地逃难的人来，也可以说是各地英雄好汉都在这里。
There are a lot of people from all over the place. They all ran, escaped from something that came here.
坚持自己的做法，有自己的背景，他们根本没办法合一。
And everybody was holding fast to what their own personal beliefs or personal bias. They couldn't be one.
金金豆腐为他们祷告，那天在波饼聚会，圣灵大工作。
So Zinzendorf began to pray for them, and that day at the Lord's table in communion, God worked mightily.
真像昨天 Brother Ernest 说的，一个教会不同心，它不可能发光的。
Just as Brother Ernie was sharing last night, if a church is not one, they cannot give light.
一个教会不同心，它不可能存留住祝福的。
If a church is not of one accord, they cannot retain the blessings of God.
教会不同心，它不可能有能力的。
If it's not of one accord, it is powerless.
而我们的同心在于我们都在这里高举基督。
And we are of one spirit because we are all here to exalt Jesus Christ.
基督是我们中间的同，是我们中间的一。
Christ is what is common between us. He is the one between us.
所以下一张图是他们的祷告 prayer tower.
This is their prayer tower.
我们站到那个顶楼去360度可以看到周围所有的原野。
Upon that tower, you can see the entire land as you gaze 360 degrees around.
这个教会被神用因为他们在这里24小时排班祷告祷告了100年。
And this church was being able to be used by God because 24 hours a day, they prayed out of this place for 100 years.
你在 Google 上都可以找到这个教会24小时100年的守望祷告。
And you can find it, you go Google it, you'll see that this church prayed 24 hours for 100 years right here.
一直到20世纪初期所有宗派差派出去的宣教士加起来比不上摩拉维亚打发出去的宣教士。
Up to the early 20th century, all the missionaries that were sent throughout the world cannot be compared with the missionaries that were sent.
他们所有的弟兄姊妹只有两个很简单的特点。
All the brothers and sisters, they have two very simple characteristics.
他们要求弟兄姊妹跟神立约，为了这两件事情。
And they ask the brothers and sisters to make a covenant with the Lord concerning these things.
要全心爱耶稣，高举基督。
To love the Lord God with all of your heart to exalt Christ.
第二个要爱人，抓住每一个机会。
Secondly, to love people, grab and lay hold of every opportunity to tell them about Jesus.
就这么简单。
That's it.
他们打发出去的宣教士是各个宗派打宣教士里面不一样的。
The missionary they send are vastly different from the ones that are sent from the various denominations.
他们可能是理发师，可能是裁缝师，可还有人说是帮忙人家挖坟墓的人。
Some of them may be barbers, some of them may be seamstress, and some of them may even be grave diggers.
他们就是带着一个爱出去了。
No matter where they went and they brought love.
所以我们在这里不是讲大道理。
And brothers and sisters, we're not talking about these messages of grandeur.
虽然我们都来爱耶稣，为了爱耶稣，我们会爱人的。
But that we will love Jesus, because when we love Jesus, we will love people.
所以他们到了世界各地，他们就在那里把福音给点起来了。
So no matter where they went and ignited the fire of the gospel.
所以底下的这个图。
So this following picture.
虽然你们看不清楚哈，这是世界人口成长图。
And this is an eye chart. You probably can't see it very clearly, but this is the growth rate of the human population.
我赶快提一下就要结束了。全世界第一次破十亿大关 ，one billion.
The very first time that the world population grew past 1 billion
是十九世纪。
It's in the 19th century.
1804，花了100多年才涨到二十亿。
And took over 100 years to grow to 2 billion.
从1970几年我这个看不清楚了。1974年
到达了 From 1974,
到达了40亿。
And it came to 4 billion.
然后从那个时候开始大概每11、12年就增加10亿的。
About every decade, 10 to 12 years, another billion would be increased in the population.
所以我们现在是78亿多人。
And we're about 7.8 billion on Earth right now.
明年或后年就会到了80亿了。
Next year, or maybe the year after, the population of the world will reach 8 billion.
然后我们再看另外一张图。
Let's take a look at another picture.
上面的那条线是人口增加的速度。
The number up on top is the growth rate of the population.
下面的这个是基督徒成长的速度。
And the line below is the growth rate of Christians who have come into faith in Christ.
你有没有注意到两个中间的差距越来越大？
Have you come to discover the disparity, the delta between the two lines becomes bigger and bigger?
请问这个差距越来越大带给我们什么信息？
What is this graph? What is the message that is telling us?
耶稣越晚回来，
Jesus is delaying his return.
就有越多人要下地狱。
That there's going to be more people that is going to end up in hell.
你们赞成我的说法吗？如果照这个图继续走的话。
And if we speak concerning what this graph is telling us, do you agree with me?
只要耶稣慢回来一年，慢回来十年，就有更多的人要下地狱。
If the Lord delays his return for another year, another decade, there will be a lot more people that is going to end up in hell.
耶稣为什么不回来？
Why is it Jesus not coming back yet?
不是他不想回来。
It is not that he doesn't want to come back.
福音要传遍天下，末期才会来到。
Because when the gospel is preached throughout the world, then he will return.
是教会不让他回来。
Because the church would not let him back.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神光照我们。
Brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
心情发光不是口号
啊。To rise and to shine.It's not just words.
它需要行动的。
It needs action.
用所有神给我们的方法和资源，让我们起来传福音。
In whatever resources, whatever ways possible, that we will rise up to share the gospel.
不光是横的，也让我们对我们的子孙、对我们的后代好好带领他们。
Not just horizontally, but concerning our next generation, we need to do our due diligence.
不要去只注重他们的学术而已。
Don't just focus on their education.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我的信息必须停了。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, I have to end right here.
所以我希望我们这些信息不是随便听听就过去了。
I pray that we're not just hearing with one ear and let it out the other.
你要让这个差距可以缩短。
If you want to allow these two curves to converge and meet,
你我都有责任。
You and I, we both have a responsibility.
不要只是在黑暗中发光而已。
Don't justShine in darkness.
燃烧自己，照亮别人，太好了。
Oh, that you would be set ablaze for Christ to illuminate others.
但是燃烧自己，点燃别人更重要。
But to illuminate yourself and to kindle someone else, that is far more important.
如果说二十多亿基督徒是真的
，If 2 billion Christian, if the number is real.
每一个人只要点燃两三个人，全世界都得救了。
If one person, every Christian, brings one or two people to Christ, the whole world will come to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你信主到现在带了几个人信耶稣？
Brothers, in all the days that you've been a Christian, how many people have you brought to Christ?
我们在博讯招生的里面就有一个题目，你到底带了多少人信耶稣？
We had a question in CTC training, how many people have you brought to Christ?
如果耶稣是真的，你经历的救恩是真的，怎么会去不去传福音？
If Jesus Christ is real, the salvation you experience is real, how can you but speak of this good news?
怎么任凭自己的家人、自己的爸爸妈妈走向阴间去？
How would you allow your loved ones, your family members, your parents to walk this way to hell?
我们要起来祷告。
We need to rise up and pray.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.